Hello, boys, and welcome to my little quiz game. Today, I'm going to test your general knowledge and see if it's up to scratch. Then, you're going to get the best reward imaginable. You're going to get to come. But first, you're going to have to answer some trivia questions. Here's how the game will work. I'll ask you 9 questions, and each question will come with a reward. If you get it right, I won't spoil any of your prizes, but I can tell you that the prize for getting the final question right is that you get to come. However, if you get any questions wrong, then it's game over for you, I'm afraid. You take your hand off, turn the audio off, and try again tomorrow. So you better have some faith in your general knowledge if you play this game, because if you don't know your stuff, then you're going to end up very frustrated. I will give you one lifeline though. If you get stuck on a question, you can choose to skip it. If you do this though, until the next question is asked, you have to stop stroking, okay? And you only get to use this once all game, so use it wisely. Are we ready to begin? Good. First off, I need you to strip just down to your underwear. That's the dress code for this quiz. Strip down to your underwear? Good boy. Oh, you're already hard too? That's what I like to see. Let's begin. We'll start with a nice and easy one for you. What is the capital of France? Is it A, London, B, Berlin, or C, Paris? You've got 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Decided on your answer? Good. If you said London or Berlin, then it's time to turn off this audio because the right answer is Paris. I hope you all got that one right. And if you did, it's time for your first reward. I'm going to let you stroke that cock, but stroke it over the fabric of your underwear. Just stroke it nice and slow. Concentrate on the head if you want. Work it up and down. Get it nice and hard for me. Feel the pre-cum on the tip of your cock soaking through the fabric. You're such a good boy. Now keep doing that while we move on to question 2. Ready? Here we go. When I'm 64 was a song from which British band? Was it A, The Beatles, B, Queen, or C, The Rolling Stones? Think you know the answer? 5 seconds to decide. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have you earned your reward? It was A, The Beatles, of course. If you got that wrong, turn off the audio and go get dressed. But if you got it right, it's reward time. That cock of yours must be getting quite hard now, right? Is it dripping with pre-cum? Pushing up against your underwear, just bursting to be left free? It certainly looks like it to me. Well, let it out then. Go on, get naked for me. And you can play with your cock now, but only with one finger. Just trace it up and down your cock, tease it for me. We're only just getting started, and believe me, you'll have more than enough time to stroke it. If you can answer these questions well enough. Okay, time for question 3, and we're moving on to science. Ready? H2O is the chemical formula for what? Is it A, ethanol, B, water, or C, salt? 5 seconds to lock in your answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This was an easy one, right? It was B, water, of course. If you got that wrong, turn this audio off. But if you got it right, get ready for your reward. It's time for you to stroke properly. Your full hand around that cock, stroking up and down, wrapping your fingers around and just stroking it. But wait, I want you to use your non-dominant hand to do it and stroke it just slow for me. It's strange stroking with the wrong hand, isn't it? It just doesn't quite work as well. It's good to get some practice in, though. Stroke in nice and slow for me. I still want you teasing that cock, but the real fun is still to come. Ready for question four? Good. Who was the first president of the United States of America? Was it A, Thomas Jefferson, B, Abraham Lincoln, or C, George Washington? Got your answer? Lock it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got it? Good. The answer, of course, is C, George Washington. If you said Jefferson or Lincoln, then it's time to take that hand off and switch this audio off. But if you got it right, it's time for you to start stroking your cock with your dominant hand. That's right. Wrap that hand around your cock and stroke it for me. I want you to keep it at a medium pace. I don't want you anywhere near the edge yet. I just want you teased, worked up, and desperate for more. Good boy. Stroke it up and down for me. You're doing so well so far. 4 questions right out of 4. Well done. I hope you've still got your question pass lifeline. You might need that at some point because these questions will be getting harder. But harder questions lead to better rewards, of course. Ready for question 5? Good boy. Let's go. Which city hosted the Summer Olympics in 2016? Was it A, London, B, Beijing, or C, Rio? 5 seconds to choose your answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got it? Good. Did you say A, London? Because if you did, it's time for you to turn off this audio. Did you say B, Beijing? I'm afraid that's wrong as well. Turn the audio off. So, if you're still here, you must have said Rio. Congratulations, that's the correct answer, and you reached the halfway point of my little quiz. And at this point, I'm done with the teasing and the toying and the playing. It's time to get serious. Start stroking that cock hard and fast. I want you getting to the edge. I want you ready to come at any moment. I want you desperate to come. And there's one other rule I'm going to introduce now because I think you've done well to get this far. And I'd feel bad to outright deny you after all this. So from now on, if you get a question wrong, you'll ruin your orgasm for me. That means that you get right to that point of no return. The point where you're just about to come and you take your hand off. If you do it right, cum should dribble out of your cock. You'll shoot a load, but you won't orgasm. You get the relief of an orgasm with none of the pleasure. It's cruel as hell, but I love it. Are you getting close to that edge yet? I know there's something about not knowing if you're going to get to come that turns you on so much. That makes you even more desperate to come. You better be getting close to that edge because it's time for question six. And I've already let you stroke as fast as you want. What do you think I'll reward you with this time? Let's see if you can find out. Question six. What is the biggest country in the world by area? Is it A, China, B, Russia, or C, Canada? 5 seconds to choose. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This one's a little trickier, but I hope you still got it right. It's B, Russia. If you said China or Canada, then I'm sorry because this reward is going to be a good one, but you'll miss out, I'm afraid. However, because you got this far, you don't go away empty-handed. You still get your ruined orgasm, remember? Come on, stroke that cock, get to the edge. That's right, get right there, keep going. Fuck yes, get right there for me. I want you ready to come. You're so close, aren't you? Tell me, are you getting close? Yeah, I want you to get past that point. And take your hand off. Go ahead, good boy, ruin it for me. You're such a good boy. Oh, and look at all of that cum just dribbling out. You're such a good boy, a good frustrated boy. I love it. But now, I'm afraid the game is up for you. Time to turn off the audio. Everyone who's still here, keep stroking for me. Keep on that edge. It's time for your reward. I'm going to suck that beautiful cock of yours. Your cock feels so good in my mouth. I hope you enjoy your reward. Let's go for question seven. Not many left now. Who played John Nash in the 2001 film A Beautiful Mind? Was it A, Hugh Jackman, B, Russell Crowe, or C, Christian Bale? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you think you got it? Or maybe you had to play your pass card. Remember, if you did, then it's hands off from now until the next question. Now, everyone get to the edge. Get ready to ruin your orgasm. Get right there. If you said A, Hugh Jackman, then ruin your orgasm. Ruin it for me right now. Good boy. If you said B, Russell Crowe, then slow that stroking down. You got the correct answer. Keep edging for me. Which means if you said C, Christian Bale, then it's a ruined orgasm. Go on, ruin it for me. Now, those of you who got it wrong, it's time to turn off the audio. And for those who got it right, it's time for your reward. Keep stroking, keep edging now. I've already sucked your cock, so what's next? Well, it's time for me to fuck you, right? It's time for me to straddle you as you lay down and then slowly, so slowly, lower my soaking pussy onto your cock. Lower myself down until you're filling me up and then slowly start grinding up and down. I love the feel of your cock in me. Fuck, it feels so good. You like me fucking you like this, don't you? Oh, you get a fucking great view of my perfect tits just bouncing up and down as I ground on your cock. Oh, my hair falling over my shoulders, my head falling back in pleasure as I moan and whimper as I fuck you. Oh, fuck. I feel good, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. And you can grab onto my tits or my hips. Oh, fuck. And I could just squeeze my pussy around your cock just to tease you more and more. Oh, fuck, that would feel so fucking good. You must be so fucking desperate to come for me. But there's only two questions to go. Here's question 8. In what year was the toy company Lego founded? Was it A, 1932, B, 1942, or C, 1952? Pick your answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you said A, 1932, then congratulations, because you're through to the final question. If you said either of the others, then you're so fucking close, but it's time to ruin that orgasm. Get right to the edge for me. Keep going. Good boy, keep going. Get nice and so fucking close. And then take that hand off. Ruin your orgasm for me. Good boy, good boy. Now turn this audio off. This final reward isn't for you. God, I'm so fucking close to coming, and that is your reward, to hear me come all over your cock, to feel my pussy tighten and pulse all around your cock. Fuck, I wish I was there with you right now so you could just take me and fuck me and make me come all over you and just fuck, do whatever you want to me. I'm getting so close. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, I'm nearly there. Don't you dare come yet. It's not your turn. Oh, fuck. You're gonna have to come after me, okay? Good boy. So good. I hope you've enjoyed this quiz as much as I have, because we're at the final question now. And remember, no using your lifeline pass on this one if you used it already. And just because I like being even more cruel, there's not going to be a multiple choice for this question either. So how well do you think you'll do at a general knowledge when you're desperate to come? Let's find out. It's time for the final question. How many syllables are there in a haiku? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got your answer? Good boy. I'm going to count you down, and at the end, I'll tell you the correct answer. If you got it right, then you'll get to come properly for me. If you got it wrong, then you'll have to ruin that orgasm. Are you ready? Get right to the edge. 5, 4, 3. So close to the answer. 2. Are you close? Get nice and close for me. Are you ready? 1. And the answer is 17. If you said 17, then come for me. That's right. Come for me right fucking now. Let it all out. Good boy. Good boy. And if you didn't say 17, then get right over to that point of no return and ruin that orgasm. Good boy. So how did you do? However you did, your balls should be nice and empty now at least. Well done on making it to the end of my quiz, and an extra congratulations to those who actually got to have a proper orgasm at the end of it all. If you're one of those unlucky ones who had to ruin themselves, then well, at least next time you play, you'll know all the answers. Thanks for playing, boys. Until next time.